From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Abortion rights supporters in Columbia protested the new Missouri abortion law yesterday afternoon. The demonstration in front of City Hall was organized by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Mizzou and Como for Progress, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. There were about 50 people in the crowd of all ages and genders. Boone County Democrats Chair Lyra Nose urged people to make their disapproval known at the ballot box. The bill, which lawmakers passed last week, outlaws all abortions at 8 weeks except in cases of medical emergencies. Governor Mike Parson has not yet signed the bill, but says he will. Governor Parson declared a state of emergency because of flash flooding and worsening weather conditions yesterday. The conditions prompted Amtrak to suspend its River Runner route and Roachport to issue a call for help bagging sand, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. The flooding also led to the cancellation of the 31st Annual Salute to Veterans Celebration and Air Show, which was originally scheduled to be held this weekend at the Jefferson City Memorial Airport. All events Saturday and Sunday are canceled, but Monday's Memorial Day parade is scheduled to proceed as planned. Jefferson City officials will finalize their decision on the parade by tomorrow, according to a Facebook post from Salute to Veterans. The state of emergency was declared after first responders performed water rescues in Jasper and Newton counties Monday and yesterday. For the first time in nearly 50 years, the St. Louis Blues will play for the National Hockey League Stanley Cup. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has fan reaction to last night's 5-1 win over the San Jose Sharks.
Enterprise Center erupted as the final horn sounded and Laura Branigan's 1982 hit Gloria played. Tony Sansone and his daughter Lily were among the 20,000 fans taking it all in. Tony Sansone has been a Blues fan since he was 10, and he says he was a nervous wreck before and even during Game 6.
I didn't feel good until the last few minutes of this game.
But we saw the team, and they were, let me tell you, they knew what they wanted, and that was a cup, and they're gonna
get it.
Oh, yeah.
The Blues will take on the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1 of that best-of-7 series is Monday in Boston. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Columbia Municipal Court will add 3 full-time positions in order to aid in the new parking ticket ordinance passed down from the Missouri Supreme Court. Columbia City Council approved adding these positions and changing the current ordinance to align with the new rules during its meeting earlier this week. The Columbia, Missourian reports that the Missouri Supreme Court amended a parking ticket ordinance that requires a ticket to have a court date and time printed on it. The court date and time would be 30 days from when the ticket was issued. The amendment went into effect May 1st. Parking violators have the option to pay their tickets to avoid attending their court dates, or they can go to court and appeal the ticket. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.